Good morning, Chelvest and Caldegard and Chelston Rise. It's Monday the 8th of June and this is Adrian Dale with the Daily Podcast. Firstly, can I thank everyone for their positive messages yesterday. You know I hate that sort of stuff, but it was quite good to see that the hard work has been appreciated around the village. Remember though, it wasn't just me. Many others have contributed during these last 3 months and I'll give the shout outs in the final podcast of the emergency. Then I must apologise for dropping that bombshell podcast on you yesterday. I'd had the podcast planned for a while as I could see some worrying signs beginning to emerge in the government's behaviour. It was clear that things would crumble quickly with a rush of lockdown relaxations. I'd already asked the parish council to plan an exit strategy for the emergency, which is why it was on the agenda for tonight's meeting. I'd also asked Michelle and the team to think about an exit strategy for the church. As I mentioned on Saturday, the church team met for a detailed discussion on Friday and has a site visit planned for next Friday to discuss the detailed logistics for reopening. My working assumption was that the weekend of the 4th of July would be the next major shift in lockdown. But as ever, this government surprised me with its shocking incompetence. I simply wasn't expecting such a rapid collapse in its resolve to manage the epidemic. When I woke at 5 a.m. yesterday to see an announcement that churches would reopen for private prayer in just over a week's time, I was just flabbergasted. Less than 18 hours earlier, I'd met with Michelle and she hadn't mentioned this. When I searched the Church of England press releases, I found a hastily released statement from the Bishop of London, released at 10:45 on Saturday morning. When I sent this to Michelle yesterday, she was completely nonplussed. Chris, her husband, is the Dean of Peterborough Cathedral, and even he had not been informed of this momentous change in policy. Bishop Donald of Peterborough was none the wiser. The same has happened here with the chief executives of the NHS. A policy change has been announced without consultation with the people who have to make it happen. However, I'm delighted to announce that Michelle has taken a very clear stance indeed. The safety of this parish is paramount in her thinking and she will not be rushed. The churches in Chelveston cum Caldicot and Higham Ferrers will only open when she and her team judges that it's safe to do so. No government pressure will change this. So well done, Michelle. At last, here's someone standing up for their convictions and is not being swayed by the news cycle. When our churches reopen, you can be reassured that they will be safe churches. So let's consider the feedback on my questions from yesterday. Some of this feedback was aired publicly, some privately to me, and other in messages directly to Mark. On the question of the village hall, everyone was happy that it be stood down as a command and reception centre. Some people expressed surprise and satisfaction that the village had already got this provision in place. Well, that's what an emergency plan is for, folks. We set up the emergency plan in 2013 just for this eventuality. On the question of support to isolating households, residents agreed that we should ensure that they were all properly supported before the emergency provision was closed down. On the question of daily podcasts and daily newsletters, everyone agreed that daily communication should come to an end, but several people argued for weekly podcasts during the remainder of the emergency and monthly podcasts thereafter. There was a strong feeling that someone commentating on village life was valuable and easier to engage with than the written word. On the question of the website becoming a permanent archive of everything that happened in the emergency, no one disagreed. However, the question of the WhatsApp group kept my phone buzzing all day yesterday. There was a clear consensus that a real-time forum for village activity was immensely valuable. Many residents liked the ability to share information in real time, whether it was lost dogs, escaped sheep, flight tipping, things to sell and swap. Residents liked the way in which our three settlements have pitched in and shared things and supported each other during the emergency. So let's make my view clear here. I actually agree. However, the logistics of getting this sorted are a real challenge. And we had lots of debates yesterday over the question of free speech versus personal responsibility. We had suggestions that we should elect moderators for the village WhatsApp group. But the challenge here, technically, is it's not possible to moderate a WhatsApp group. Not even an administrator can delete a post that might be considered offensive in some people's eyes. So I'm going to stick my neck out here and give my opinion. But I've got to do this, obviously, very carefully indeed. Here's the background. I'm a raving introvert, but I love our community and I love the mix of people in it. I used to be a regular at the pub, several times a week, in fact, because I was able to enjoy the conviviality and the characters that went there. If you've listened to the podcast for the last 3 months, you'll know these characters already. There's H, of course, and there's Cuffy, Andy Horn and Chris Blom. But there are many others that make up this rich and vibrant community. And now we've got a new bloke on the block who's equally out there on the front line, Pete the Wurzel Rawlins. By his own admission, he types before he thinks, and this can certainly annoy people. Kathy, you've got my sympathies, but this bloke has got a heart of gold and he's always ready to help anyone. The thing about these folks is that they get on sometimes, they fall out on others, but they're united in their love of a place and a community. There are no rights and no wrongs, just people muddling along and living life to the full. They may say things that you wince at, but so what? Some of the jokes these folks send me could make your hair curl. And yes, H, I'm talking about you. But I know that these people at their heart are quite literally the salt of the earth. And if I was in trouble, I would call them and they would help. To my great regret, I had to pull back from the pub life when my village duties conflicted with my personal life. I couldn't go into the pub without being challenged with the latest village problem. My role as chair of the parish council and clerk to the Educational Foundation simply conflicted with my life as Adrian Dale, who just wanted a quiet pint and a good argument down the pub. So here are my thoughts. I think we do need a village WhatsApp group. It's our virtual pub, full of useful tidbits, some stuff that makes you wince, photographs that you wish hadn't been taken, offers from help that'll get you out of a bind, things to swap. If you get too loud and you offend too many people, you may get barred, so watch out. There may even be a swear box for good causes if you get too offensive. Someone needs to let people in and throw people out. And we've had years of experience of two strong women, Andrea and Naomi, completely in charge of their pub. One sharp word from either of them, and most gobby blokes would behave properly or get barred. Actually, I guess that statement will probably go down as sexist today, so I'm probably barred already. So my position is clear. We've worked hard to build a strong community through this emergency. I would hate to see it lost now, but I am retreating into the quiet shadows. I just want that quiet pint. The parish council cannot run the WhatsApp group. The law doesn't permit it, but I think it does need to continue. Two or three people need to take on the admin, and the members need to observe the basic rules of politeness. If you get offended, have a private word or leave. If you get too loud, expect a reprimand from the boss lady. So over to you, folks. Just sort out the details, please. Thank you.